Deutsche Welle Radio. Living Planet.
Hello and welcome to the programme. I'm Nina Hase in Bonn. But first up today is a new report released by WWF that says that some of Europe's most popular fish dishes are a recipe for disaster for our oceans and fishing communities. The new report from the Global Conservation Organization exposes the destructive, illegal and wasteful fishing which lies behind some of our favorite seafood. I spoke to Justin Woolford earlier. He's WWF spokesperson and fisheries campaign leader. I asked him how we, by eating fish, endanger our oceans and fishing communities.
What we've done with this briefing is take half a dozen popular European fish dishes and have a look at what lies behind them. So we've picked things like fish and chips and sushi and plaice fillet and swordfish steak and paella. And what we find is that even though 3 years ago there was rather a promising review of Europe's common fisheries policy, which manages fisheries in Europe, there's still a trail of waste and destruction behind these popular fish dishes. Let me give you a couple of examples. One would be plaice. Now, the plaice fishery in the North Sea is in fact the most wasteful fishery amongst all European fisheries, and between 50 and 80% of all plaice caught there are thrown overboard because they're too small to land. And we calculated that was about 160 million plates of plaice and chips every year that's thrown overboard.
But what is new about the report? Do you feel that maybe the public shows a clearer reaction to the outcomes of such a study if they find that somehow they're concerned themselves because it concerns what they eat?
We've chosen to look at this problem, which is an ongoing problem, through particular popular European fish dishes as a way for people who eat fish, so fish lovers and seafood eaters, to understand what lies behind the dishes that's on their plate, either at home or in restaurants. Now, because we're getting so little action from decision makers in national governments and the European Commission, we're really asking people now to, if you like, vote with their wallets and go and ask their restaurant and their local supermarket for better managed fish. So that would be Marine Stewardship Council certified fish. And they need to look for the distinctive blue tick logo and then enjoy that delicious well-caught fish.
You've mentioned the Marine Stewardship Council label. Can you tell me something more about that? How does it work and how does it tell us which ones are the well-managed fisheries?
The Marine Stewardship Council is an independent organisation with a set of standards for fisheries management. Particular fisheries are assessed against a set of criteria within that standard and then they're independently certified. So if a fish product carries the MSC Blue Tick logo, it means that it's been produced in a way which is environmentally friendly.
Which ones are the fish that are still safe to eat?
So there are some interesting choices that you can make if you're looking for Marine Stewardship Council certified fish. For example, pollock, hake and North Pacific cod are really good alternatives if you want to avoid some of the problem white fish like cod. You've also got other interesting fish like mackerel.
You've said that you want consumers to start taking action themselves and approach the restaurant owners and ask them for environmentally friendly fish. What else is your message? Is there a message that you're sending out to governments as well?
The fish dish briefing is a call to fish lovers and seafood eaters to buy MSC fish with the blue tick logo, but it's also an urgent warning to governments and the European Commission that even 3 years down the line from what looked like a really good reform of Europe's common fisheries policy, things are still in a really, really terrible state. So we're now asking through this briefing and through an action on our website, we're asking our supporters and other consumers to really help us drive that change forward on the commercial track, if you like, which can get us changed much, much more quickly than if we're constantly lobbying at the political level.
And that was Justin Woolford, WWF spokesperson and fisheries campaign leader.
You can also listen to Living Planet on the internet or download it as a podcast. Our website is dw-world.de/English.